The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, 3, we're on. Testing, Bonnie, try your mic, please.
Hello.
A little louder.
Hello.
Okay, that was fine, but it seemed a little too loud and a little aggressive.
Hello.
That's better. That's better. It's going to be hard to do the podcast with you sitting holding a dog the whole time like you're a rich lady. What? Why is she barking? What do you? I think she wants you to put her down. Okay, go ahead. She's like a watchdog for a Yorkie. Like, she does let us know if people are coming. That's the good thing about her. Oh, somebody's coming. Oh, somebody's coming. Look at that. Look at that. It's our friend, Kate. Look at that. She let us know that Kate was coming down the stairs. My God, that dog is great. All right, what's going on? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, Rich. Go ahead.
What? I can't do a podcast if you're in a bad mood.
I can't help it. You put me in a bad mood.
How would I put you in a bad mood?
I don't know. You only got home yesterday.
Well, you, the second I got in the car, were very controversial.
Controversial?
Or very rude. Or very mean, or whatever. I mean, it was nice. You picked me up at the airport. Thank you. That was nice.
I dropped you off at the airport and picked you up. It's hours out of my day to do so.
Yes. Yes. We've done that for each other many times. Not
I
many
love
times.
When you
I knew you, because if I come back and say I did it for you, you'd yell at me. But you say you do it for me and say, oh, he's a creep. Oh, she's great. But we do it for each other. So don't say
I'm going
tit for tat. I'm just saying that we've
you
done
can't
it.
Bring up any. You can't like ever just thank anyone for doing something for you without, well, I've done it for you.
I thank you first. And this is how crazy you are. Mm-hmm. I said thank you, and then you're the one who went into the fact how much time you spent. So I thank you. You should have said, oh, you're welcome, and moved on. But you, not me, crazy lady, said, oh, I've taken many hours of my life. So then I said, yes, we've done it for both of each other. Now, who's right or who's wrong?
I'm right.
How are you right? So explain to me, because I was gone out of town, if you'd like, the controversy you had on Jim and Sam with Joe Coy. Is that his name? Joe Coy, yeah.
It was nothing. Why do you even want to know about this?
Because you said he didn't. I don't like how he acted towards you, I heard.
I'm not even 100% sure what you're talking about.
All right.
They played stuff about Joe Coy and Bobby.
But wasn't he aggressive to you when you said?
Well, when I came in, I was late. I was an hour and 6 minutes late, as they never failed to remind me over and over again throughout the show.
You call them as you were driving in saying you're stuck in traffic?
I was on a train. I thought my Do you want to tell the story or?
No, I was asking questions. You know, when people tell stories.
No, they don't ask questions like, oh, didn't you do that? They say, oh, what did you do? They don't like give the example. You're just like, well, was it Joy Coy? This is.
Okay, so explain to me what happened. You were late.
I thought I was supposed to be there at 9. And then when I was driving in, I saw tweets that I was late. I texted Roland. I said, oh, I thought I was supposed to be there at 9. I'm sorry, my bad. And
do you have an email saying you're supposed to be there at 9?
I have a text from Roland, no, that said I was supposed to be there at 8. I made a mistake.
Oh, okay.
And owned my mistake.
Couldn't you alter that text somehow? But go ahead.
Roland told me to blame you. Oh, his advice. So anyway, I went in and then they were like really busting my balls about being late. And I apologized for a while. And then I just was like, oh, go fuck yourselves, you know, kind of thing. I don't remember. But Joe Coy was being like aggressive, like a bulldog at me. It's like, I don't even know you. Leave me alone. But then later, I made a few jokes that, because his podcast is called Koi Pond. So I was just fucking around.
Koi Pond? I don't get it.
It's a pun on his name, yeah, Joe
but
Koi.
But what's a Koi Pond? The fish?
You've
the
never
koi?
Heard of it?
I know what koi fish are.
A Koi Pond is what rich people have.
Okay.
A Koi fish.
Oh.
So I said, oh, it's pun or whatever. I made some jokes about that. And then he got a little irritated. And then later I kept bringing up that he was like the, you know, best pun comic in the country and stuff. And then he, I don't remember how this happened, but they got mad at me, all of them.
Didn't he say he sells out theaters?
He that's another thing. I don't know. Like, I'm not that person. I don't say how great I am and how great.
Well, doesn't selling out theaters doesn't make you a good person. It doesn't.
Listen, if you have an issue with Joe Coy, which I think that you do, then you talk with Joe Coy. But for me bringing it up right now, I'm only just bringing it up to answer questions. I don't have any issue with Joe Coy. I don't have any problems with him.
You weren't happy when you called me after it, at all of them?
I didn't have so much fun on the show, but that's because it was like I was late, they busted my balls, they weren't very nice in just general terms.
Okay.
It wasn't that fun, you know, fucking Sam just, you know.
You mean Opie Jr.? What? Go ahead.
You know, they're just like, whatever. It's like, it's not a camaraderie, let's say.
Well, when you said
he looks to find the like the some kind of issue and then tries to poke at it.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I just want to have fun, fuck around.
So, but he, you say,
plug my shows.
He said,
plug my shows in Edmonton this week, Wednesday through Saturday.
You got to work Wednesday?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
That's too much.
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night.
So wait, when he said he sells out theaters
at the comic strip, what?
When Joe Coy said he sells out theaters, didn't you say something about there's that many?
What did I said, I didn't know people love puns that much or whatever. And then I don't remember what happened. I said, oh, I thought you guys wanted me to be funny, but you just wanted me to do small talk. And he said, I want you to do no talk.
Whoa.
Another play on words. And then he said, I don't know, it kind of like went into a little fucking angry rant and then said, why don't you just do small words or something?
Whoa.
Like little talk, small words.
He's a clever guy.
I go, well, this is more of that puns we've come to know and love. And then they all jumped on me then. I was like, all right.
Why would fucking...
I don't know.
They stick it for that fucking
I
hack.
Don't know. I didn't care.
Yeah, but they're your friends, and they're sticking up for that fucking boat act.
I mean, Rich, maybe they're friends with him. I don't
know. No, they're not friends with him. They're not friends with you.
Like, you take everything so black and white. Like,
yes
it would have been nice if they had been like, hey, you know, whatever.
No,
but
if they stood up for you and attacked him like they're supposed to. You are their friend. He's not their friend. Okay, so you stick up for your friends.
Well, are we friends? We've had some fucking...
Yeah, but you're friends. Norton's
back and forths.
Yeah, but you, please. You and Norton are friends. He was best man at our wedding. I mean, Sam, we're not, like, friends. We don't hang out with Sam, but he used to do our radio show. We invited him to the roast.
Well, I used to be friends. I used to really like Sam.
You know, so I would think... In my opinion, they would stick up for you. See, that's what Opie used to do whenever guests would come in. No.
I'm not going to do a podcast about that person, if you don't mind. Because
no,
then all the trolls, they'll put it on fucking Reddit and it becomes this bigger thing.
No, I'm not attacking. I'm just saying
Once you say that person's name, what? It becomes all of a sudden a podcast that people have to fucking listen to, put it on Reddit.
I'm not really going after him. I'm just
saying
how he did radio.
Say that person's name then.
Well, certain people never stuck up for their
whatever. If this whole thing has been to somehow rope me into talking about this, you could get out some aggressions of your own on people from your past, then I don't want a part of it.
I never met Joe Coy in my life.
No, you're doing it because you have.
No,
yeah, there's some reason you wanted me to bring it up. It's the first thing you talk about. You never ask me about things that I've done.
I do ask you all the
time. And so this is a.
And I'm trying to get you to talk and do stuff
No, listen, though. Think about it. And just be honest.
No,
you're
I swear
bringing
to God.
It up because what you really want to talk about is the lack of loyalty with Sam and Jim.
Towards you.
You have some.
No, I don't have towards radio, towards friends. I don't have.
Towards friends.
Jim and I are fucking best of friends for 20 something years. You know, so sometimes.
Well, I didn't need anyone to stick up for me.
Okay, so I'm not.
Wasn't
I'm not,
the most fun radio I've ever done.
I'm not going after Norton, obviously, because we're friends, but I would just imagine. Maybe because, I don't know, you know, they might think he's a big guest or something, but better radio, in my opinion, is everybody going after him, not you. I mean, that's to me.
Yes, I agree. Bullying someone besides myself is more fun.
Not bullying, yeah. That's what we've done that for years on radio. You know, I've been attacked. Bobby's been attacked. Colin's been attacked. Patrice's.
Well, then I've been attacked. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but whatever. All right.
My point is that you wanted to bring that up and go down the rabbit hole into you know what. Because there's still some unfinished business there, I guess.
I don't even talk about him anymore.
You just did.
I was just bringing up an example.
I was
using an example how they used to do radio.
No, you brought up, did a little slam by saying Opie Light. Right?
Well, that's not a slam.
Junior, whatever.
That's not a slam. That's how they did radio. Whenever.
Rich.
Bonnie. Whatever. Okay, so we agree to disagree. Is that what they say? We agree to disagree. We disagree. I wasn't going after.
I have to go.
No.
I have to go close the door because.
What are you doing?
You can hear the laundry going crazy.
I don't hear any laundry.
I gotta go close the door.
Let me do some plugs. She's wrong. I don't care about Opie. I'm not attacking her. I'm just saying how they used to do radio. So, anyhow. Oh, you're back. Okay. Is there any other noises you want to stop in this house?
No, I just... What?
So, is that how the show ended? After the show, did you talk to them? Or did you just run out?
No, everybody just left.
You didn't do a group picture.
It was fine. Well, because what's his face came in, that British comic. You know, very funny. We love him, Jim Carr.
He came in.
Yeah. So then Joe Coy left, and then Jimmy Carr came in.
You're in love with Jimmy Carr.
Well, you know, I try to keep it under wraps.
How do you get all ooey ooey?
I put my chin behind my shoulder and sat like that.
What do you mean? Did he do radio when you get, or was it over when Jimmy Carr came in?
Yeah, Jimmy Carr came in and they said,
in to say hi or something. He was doing something else.
He came in about 10:15 and the show was over at 11.
And so what did he say to you? Was he nice to you?
Yeah, I mean, listen to the show.
You didn't tell me he came in. How come you didn't tell me he came in?
God, it's, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
You did? Who's that? Who's that?
Someone just about, leave me alone.
No.
I can't take this.
Why didn't you tell me Jimmy Carr came in? You never even mentioned that because I like him. What?
Sometimes you want to know things, sometimes you don't. I don't know what's what. And I was on the train and I was just talking to you very quietly, so I just didn't go into details.
What did he have to say, Jimmy Carr, to you? He was positive towards you, right?
He didn't give a shit at all that I was there. In fact, I don't think he recognized me for about 40 minutes.
Get out
okay?
of here.
He only cared about, you know, making some jokes and doing some Jimmy Carr stuff and being Jimmy Carr on the radio. He wasn't like, oh, good. Bonnie, how was the last segment? How are you doing? Where he did say how when he suddenly realized who I was, I think he said like something to the effect of like, you know, this is the are you still with Rich Voss? Yeah. Are you still with that guy? He said, you know, yes, damn it. And then he said something about it's the, you know, I don't know, the craziest.
He knows my name. Why would he say that guy?
I think he wasn't 100% sure who I was. So he was trying to find out.
Of course he knew who you were. You think you looked that much different than a year ago?
It's not even that. Some people just don't fucking... I'm not logged into their fucking memory banks. I don't know what it must be like to be a narcissist and think everyone's constantly up on everything you do, but...
Who's that?
You!
It's not me.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I let him talk. I just sat there and let him talk. And
why didn't you talk at all? I mean, you're a guest too.
Oh my God, I did. I piped it. But at that point, honestly, I was very, very tired. I wanted to go home.
Oh, so I get it now.
And he was doing fine without me, believe me. And
were they asking him questions? And he's very rich. He has like a castle almost. He has servants and stuff. He's loaded. In England, he's big in England. Would you leave me to move to England with him?
Yes.
You would?
Uh-huh.
You would move to England and...
I would move to England to live in a tent at this point. I don't... Without Jimmy Carr. With no one. Don't fucking push me.
Don't... Really? You would just get up and go? You would leave everything behind and go to England? And leave me behind? All right. Okay, so, and then I heard you said the night before you had a little problem with Jared Fried.
Oh my God.
I like to hear these stories.
You love, but the thing, this is like, no, you're such a drama queen. It's like any little thing, like I can't tell you anything anymore.
Why?
Because you like to blow things out of proportion.
No, I like to hear the story, the whole story.
People can listen to it on You Know What, Dude. It was just nothing. Jared Fried said something stupid. I called him out on it. Then
he
got a little mad.
What did he say?
Oh my God!
About comics that
we were talking about men getting plastic surgery, and I was saying just don't do it. It's like, you know, these men who get plastic surgery. I mean, women who get plastic surgery look weird, but we're used to it, so it's not that bizarre. But men who get plastic surgery, it's just game over, you know. And
why you could tell. On everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to get my bags under my eyes taken out. Psych. Go ahead.
Oh, woo! You got me. Let me call my friends. And you know what, Rich did? Next podcast I'm on, I hope people ask me. So you and Rich got into a little bit about the bags under his eyes. What'd he do? He pretended he was going to get his bags done. And then I fell for it. It was awful. I'm going to get even with that guy.
If I had anything done, I would get my eyes a little under my chin. I notice my forehead gets wrinkles when you go like that.
You're 61 years fucking old, man.
Yeah, so. I guess that's
what do you think? If you got Botox in your forehead, do you know how dumb you would look?
How dumb. Well, you can get it in your forehead, too.
Where do you think you get it?
In your eyes.
No, you get it. You put it in your forehead, this right between your eyes and the crow's feet on the sides.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that people would notice?
You'd look like a fucking idiot. Old people do. They get it in their foreheads. This from here down is wrinkled as fuck, and then they got like completely smooth up here. It's stupid.
So why don't they do the down part too?
You can't. Well, you're not going to move your face.
Oh, Botox tightens up your head.
I can't speak, whatever. I look good. I can't speak. I can't breathe through my nose.
Okay. So what happened with Jared Fried? Why did you get in a fight with him?
I didn't get in a fight with the guy. I don't remember what happened. He said that he was talking about plastic surgeons. They're like, they have hero complex. They see bad plastic surgery and then they want to like come in and save the day. He goes, it's like a comic. After someone bombs, you want to get in there and, you know, give the audience something great. I go, no comic wants to go in after a bomb. And he kind of like said it's true. And I was like, no fucking way. Does any comic watch somebody bomb and then like, well, let me get in there and sweep this up?
Did you tell him to apologize?
Then he was like, fine. Okay. He was like irritated. I don't remember. If somebody goes back and listens, this could be completely different.
You told him to apologize?
I go, why don't you just accept you're a fucking idiot and apologize to me? I was joking around, but he was getting a little irritated, and it was kind of funny to me that I was. And then, you know, things got weird, and then Bobby Kelly had to fucking. And then Jared goes, I'm going to go. And then Bobby Kelly goes, why are you going to go? What's going on? Why are you going to go? I go, I thought we were all comics here. Oh, little baby's got to go. And I started doing that.
Did you?
I doubled down, but then it was fine.
Do you think you push a lot of people's buttons wherever you go?
I think yes.
Yeah.
I irritate people, but I do see.
But think about that. Think about this.
Yeah.
This is one.
I've been doing it a long time. And,
I know. But
I'm sorry, but if you're a comedian, especially one that like walks around talking about how great you are, you know, then you should be ready for a little pushback from other comedians. I don't know what kind of community we've become where we just accept what people say, you know, and like we're like, oh, it's wonderful. Oh, isn't that fantastic? You know.
Well, but wait. So
you should always be slightly embarrassed as a comedian about everything you're fucking saying.
So you're saying that you could irritate somebody just one time meeting them. Can you imagine living with you for your whole, you know?
No, little baby is irritated. Ooh. I think that there's, it also has to do with
what?
There's other things involved in why they get irritated with me.
Because you're a lady, a woman?
I think it's troubling or more shocking or something. There's another layer added to that. Like you and Bobby Kelly and people who know me is fine. But other people, I think, get like a little like, what? Jared Fried, I've never even spoken to, ever.
He's a nice guy. He really
is. I've never had a conversation. I've seen him around. I've stood there while you've talked to him. I've never been introduced to him.
He has a hot podcast.
He's never said hello to me. I've never said hello to him. We have no interaction except for me being like, oh, little baby, had to go. Like, I'm sure he was like,
what did he do after that?
Bobby took a break. Bobby was like, it got weird. then I had to leave. So Jared stayed.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I don't know, Bonnie.
But I gave him a hug when I left. I said, bye. Nice meeting you. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I've heard that he's got this hot podcast. And
All young girls follow him. He sells out like clubs and stuff because of it.
Right. So, you know, he should have a little bit of fucking.
It's about relationships with, you know, so. He wanted us to do the podcast,
But well, that's probably.
I think I ruined it. You're going to have to do it on your own.
No, you want us to.
No, I think he's fine. It's trust me. It was like late at night. Maybe he had a drink or something before. I had two drinks there. So I was on a tear.
Did you meet Jimmy Carr after radio anywhere for lunch?
Can you excuse stop me. Farting, please?
That was the first one. Don't act like
no,
I've been
doing that
it.
Was not the first
today
one.
Today it was.
No, it wasn't.
It was too. Are you out of your mind?
Even still, which it's not. But even if, let's just say it is.
It was.
You don't need to lift your leg and fart on a podcast. You can't wait.
You know, that's not something you wait. There's not like a, oh.
Oh, really? If you're on a TV show, let's say you're on panel. Let's say you're on the Tonight Show. You're doing panel.
I don't do those type of shows.
Let's say you had to. You're being forced to. You got a movie coming out. You got to do it.
Uh-huh.
You're special. Your special's coming out. And they're saying, you got to do the Tonight. You're like, I don't want to do it. They say, get out there. You got to do it. Would you lift your leg and fart? You go, oh, hey, you don't wait with those.
I might. It depends the moment how I feel. I don't know. I might.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, because they go, oh, that's the guy that farted on Jimmy Fallon. Maybe. You know what I mean? So.
No.
How do you know?
You wouldn't do it. So don't say you can't not do it. You wouldn't.
All right. You know me better than I know me.
I've never known you to fart on television, but on a podcast, I can't help it. That's what it is. Huh. You don't hold back on that sort of thing. What time is it? 9:39. I gotta be done at 10.
Yeah, we're gonna be done at 10 of.
Do we have reads?
I don't think so. No. Who keeps texting you?
Never mind.
Well, you keep looking at it.
I did Mike Vecchione's podcast, and they put it on Instagram, and they want me to repost it. That's it.
What podcast says Mike
Vecchione? Oh, leave me alone.
Tell me about his podcast.
I tell you stuff beforehand. You have no interest. After the fact, boy, what did you do?
I heard he has a pretty good podcast.
Justin Silver and Mike Vecchione have a podcast.
When did you do that?
You
didn't tell me you were doing that.
Last Tuesday.
You didn't tell me you were doing that.
Well, I am so sorry that I didn't tell you every single thing that I was doing that day.
What else did you do that Tuesday?
I taped a TV show.
What else? Is that when you did radio?
And no. Then I did Bobby Kelly's podcast. Then yeah. I went home. Then I came back in the morning and did radio.
Wow.
Okay.
When you do Justin's and Mike Vecchione's podcast, where does Kate go?
She was sitting in the, like, other area, whatever.
And where's her podcast? In a studio or in a
Yeah,
house?
It's a really nice studio.
And what's the podcast? What's the theme?
It's, Lewis's podcast studio called?
I don't know, Gaslight?
Yeah, Gas Digital. The Gas Digital studios are really nice.
And what's his theme? What's their theme? Why do they do a podcast? Like,
I don't know. It's Justin, and they kind of have like a married couple banter and stuff. And
they're not married, either of them, to anybody. Did you get in a fight with them too? Since you were on a tear fighting with everybody last week?
No, I hadn't started my fight tear yet.
Did you just sit there and agree with Vecchione and Justin on everything?
No, they had fights that I had to weigh in on.
They're doing our fucking podcast. That's what we do.
Do we have people weigh in on it?
Yes, we have. When we do the live show, yeah, we have a counselor. So, yes. That's our live show.
Well, you better call them up then. I don't know if that's like their thing every week.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Their podcast is called No Disrespect.
Whatever. Everybody has a fucking podcast. Jesus.
I don't know how to talk to you anymore. I really don't.
I'm just
That's saying. Our thing. Yeah. What, talking and having a third person there?
No, having somebody help.
Well, that's not like Bonnie, you're going to come in and you're going to work out. I brought up the whatever, something, and then they had a little fight about it, and then I had to be like, who's side?
Did they
I
tell you
on?
What to bring up?
No. They just have a, they have a lot of segments. They have like audio clips. They have like, it's a thing. It's not like this.
It's not like this.
Just bullshit.
You call this just bullshit. Well, we're carrying all kinds of messages out to the public and helping people.
How?
We help. How? What do you mean how?
We'll what just are take we a, doing
look
here?
At the big picture. People don't look at the big picture. They
big
just,
picture is that I'm leaving for Edmonton, the comics trip, tomorrow morning, very early, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. If you're in Edmonton, get your tickets. December 22nd, I'll be in Chicago at the North Bar. And of course, first Wednesday of every month, the secret handshake show at New Brunswick. What's it called? The Stress Factory with Allie Mae.
Didn't Jim and Sam say that was a dumb name?
Yeah.
Why would they say that?
I don't know.
Why didn't you fight them on that?
It is kind of a dumb name.
Why is it a dumb name?
I don't know. They're like, what does that name mean? I was like, I don't know.
Oh. I don't know what I have coming up. This Saturday, I'm at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie. Saturday night, Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie.
You got Raina all this week by yourself. Yeah. Are you worried, nervous?
No, what's there to be nervous about?
You have a babysitter tonight, Wednesday night, and Friday night. So really, you only have Thursday.
Why? What's Wednesday night? Why do I have a babysitter?
I don't know. You told me to get a babysitter for you Wednesday night.
Do I have shows Wednesday? I don't think I have a show Wednesday.
Well, cancel the babysitter then.
Oh, shit. I got to look at my emails. Maybe I do. Oh, yeah, I do. I'm doing Bobby's podcast. Then I have a show after it to sell it.
Well, not too late, I hope.
Well, my spot's at 12:30. I'm not going to get home till 2.
Oh, no. I think you're going to have to cancel.
Why?
She can't stay that late. She has to work in the mornings.
We'll see. I'll talk to her.
Anything for... Why do you get such late spots?
I don't know. That's what she gives me.
Well, tell her before midnight.
Well, then she won't give me spots.
So then go fuck her.
You're right. Well, because usually I got a bunch of things to do after. Because
it costs so much money to keep the babysitter that late also.
I don't care about the money.
You know, she can't come until like 7:30 or something on Wednesdays.
Do you think when you're in Edmonton, you can run into any old boyfriends from when you grew up there?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I can't remember even one of them.
Not one?
Maybe four or five.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember anybody, and nobody remembers me. It's fine.
What are you going to do all night in your hotel room by yourself?
Sleep.
After the shows?
Well, my sister Lynn is coming to stay with me for a couple of nights. So.
And then you're
I think
take
she's staying at my hotel Wednesday night and Thursday night.
And Friday night, what do you think you're going to do?
Do my shows.
What if some guy hits on you or whatever?
I don't know what you want me to do here.
I don't want you. I just want to know. You're in Canada alone and you hate me.
Listen, if I choose to bring someone to my hotel room, you'll never know about it. So there you go. Is that what you want to hear?
I'll never know.
Yeah, I won't tell you.
What kind of person are you?
Well, why are you bringing it up? You know I wouldn't do anything. You know I'm not that person. So what do you want?
I think you're
I don't know what
person.
You want. You want some kind of like little thing in your head.
No,
so
I don't want anything in my head.
You like aggression. You like drama.
I don't like any of that
then
stuff.
Then why are you bringing
it
up?
I'm a neutral guy.
Then why are you bringing it up?
I'm just asking if any...
Do you think I was going to have an affair?
I always forget to take... I put this in my pocket at night. If I go downstairs to watch Steven go to bed, and I always forget to take him.
Well, I guess you don't need it.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
All right, go ahead. What were you saying? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't mean to cut you off. You've had that pajamas for about 3 years. I bought those for you for Christmas.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, it never ends.
What?
He's done everything for me, including these pajamas. There's not one thing I can take credit for in this relationship. It's all Rich Voss. You should know that now. Also, I'd like to know if you're asking, well, are you going to have a guy come up to your hotel room? What is the answer you're looking for? If I was, I wouldn't tell you.
Why would you
tell
me?
As no one would.
You could tell me. You could be honest with me. I'm an adult, I'm
maybe sure. I guess there's like a 50-50 chance if I see someone I like. I don't know what you want to go into
want
your brain.
Anything to go into
you
my
know
brain.
The answer is no. If I tell you no, you'll keep pushing. Why? Maybe there's a good looking guy. Maybe he has a 10-inch cock. Maybe.
Ooh, that's gross. I never say size. What's wrong with you? God.
Oh, have I touched into territory here that you would explain to me what he's got great abs.
Oh, that's good.
There. You're
when I was in
insane. Have your own fantasies leave me out of it.
When I was in Rio this week at the Comedy Cellar.
I'm not mad all the time, people. By the way, only when I'm talking to Rich. You know, I don't understand why I have to be this person. This is why I hate doing the podcast, because it's like this person is not really who I am. It's just who I am when you're talking to me. Like, who fucking asked their wife, you going to bring somebody up to your hotel room? On
I
a podcast.
On a podcast.
Who fucking says that?
Can I tell you what?
No, because you bring shit up, and then when somebody wants to actually fucking discuss the psychological bullshit of it, you're like, I'm your pajamas. I bought them for you 3 years ago. It's like, what do you want? Just fucking shooting out little things and never getting into anything and just, that made her mad. Good. We can move on. I'm a joy killer. That's what I do. Now let me fucking try to make it so I'm a great person.
Whoa. You get so... It's just a loose little podcast. Yes. We're just having fun. We're just here talking. Yes.
It's not fun for me.
All right. Make it fun. Don't put all the pressure on me to make it fun all the time. I'm just fucking around.
Okay. I've been thinking lately about like guys with big dicks. I don't know why. They just keep
me too.
Popping into my head like
what? How big?
Like, you know, like a baby's fist.
Yeah. That's been popping in your head?
Yeah.
And what do you think about it? Like when that pops in your head, what do you think?
Don't. You know why? Because right now you're controlling yourself. But I know this would normally make you so fucking mad.
It wouldn't get me mad. I don't get mad.
I just said 10 inches 2 seconds ago, and you were like, no, I don't bring that up.
I was joking.
Well, it's completely 100% unclear when you're joking.
When you joke, I understand when you're joking.
No, you do not.
I do, too. Every time you tell a joke, I could tell if you're telling a joke, if you're being funny. And when you put your hair back like that, it looks sexy. I'm not going to lie. You are sexy. You're a very pretty girl. I'm telling you. I like you with your hair back. I see you like this now, and I go, I'm a lucky guy, right? Do you ever look at me like that and go, I'm
no.
a lucky girl? You never go, I'm a lucky girl?
No.
Never once?
Never. I go, why? What's my fucking failing psychologically that I would do this to myself?
Oh, that's not nice at all.
I'm some kind of martyr. I've got some kind of martyr complex. I guess.
You think that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I...
Like I'll stay... I'll do something extremely hard and difficult and I'll stick with it. Because that's in my personality.
When you saw me yesterday get off the plane, you had to be like, ooh, check him out. Were you excited to see me?
No. Nope.
Not at all?
No. I was excited till I saw you in that red jacket, and I was like, oh, great.
What's wrong with a red sweaty hoodie? You don't like red? Should I get a different color, are you saying? Oh, my God. What's wrong with a red jacket? Tonight, we're doing Bennington's Thanksgiving show. Are you ready? Huh? What are you doing tonight? And you're doing Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
I guess.
Are you mad at me? Are you going to, like, yell at me after this?
It's just, it's so aggravating that you don't ever say anything that, like...
All the time. I was bringing up conversation in the beginning. I was asking you, say you never asked me about myself, and I was asking
This is a fight you got into. This is a fight you got into.
Not a fight. It was a good, funny
story. I did fucking Comedy Central. You didn't ask me about that. Hey, you were all over Comedy Central on Friday. That's pretty cool.
Oh, what?
Instead, you were like, hey, I heard you got in a fight with Joe Coy. Oh, I heard you got in a fight with Jeff Fried. Oh, nothing positive. Oh, you're going to bring somebody up to your hotel room? Not like, hey, that's pretty cool that you're going back, seeing some friends, your family.
I asked you that.
No, you didn't. You said, are you going to see any boyfriends?
No,
it's different.
I said, you're going to stay at your sister's at all, and you yelled at me.
That wasn't on this podcast. First of all, I didn't yell at you. I said, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That I would like have to get a car back and forth from my sister's to the... Why would I do that? Sneaking in late after my shows. It makes no sense. And even if your sister lived in the comedy club, you wouldn't stay at her house. So,
who, me?
Yes.
I don't like staying at people's house. I like hotels.
Well, you're 100% different than everyone else on the planet.
No, but you're close with your family, so a lot of times you stay there.
I stay there if I'm not working at a fucking every single night.
All right.
She has a job. People have jobs. They got to work.
Oh, thank you for telling me how life works.
Well, it doesn't seem like you know.
I do know.
Do you?
I know a lot. I know a lot.
You don't?
Yes, I do.
You're dumb.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Oh, really? I don't know. Just a shot in the dark.
You want to fool around? Want to make out?
This is what I'm talking about.
I can't help it.
I can't think of anything clever or funny or interesting or deep or anything. So let me go straight to like, are you going to bring somebody to your hotel room?
I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, you really? Oh, just to show them around?
Did you?
You ever been in a hotel room before? Want to see how well I'm doing? I got a mini bar. Look at this remote.
You gonna bring your computer and write?
Oh my god.
What?
Should I ask you these questions before you go?
Do they have Netflix in Canada?
Are you gonna bring your individual George Foreman?
Oh, I brought that boy. I was bragging about that gift.
Yeah, I know. You bragged about it on this fucking podcast.
It's amazing. I wonder if you could cook eggs in it.
I was thinking the other day, I woke up in the middle of the night. I said, what could you cook eggs?
Oh, it's almost 10 o'clock.
Good. Oh,
we got to wrap this up, baby. I love you. You're my favorite person. Look how pretty you are. Come over here. Don't make a face when I touch
you. You're disgusting.
I'm not disgusting.
Gross.
I fucking work out for you. I do everything.
Don't do it for me.
Do not do it for me.
Please don't do it for me. If you were going to do something for me, you'd remove your rings and start wearing your hat normally. That's...
Is that what I would do for you?
Yeah. But don't, you know, doing 8,000 sit-ups a day, don't, please.
For you.
You're not doing it for me. You're doing it for your fucking calendar that you're never going to make. You know, in your head when you're doing sit-ups, you're like, I might have to take some kind of thing with my shirt off. You're like one of those selfie girls that's like constantly...
I've never done a selfie in my life.
I know, but you wish you could. You wish you were that person.
No, I don't even think... I'm not a narcissist or care.
And also, you've sent me selfies of your cock.
No, I haven't. One or two times on your birthday.
Okay, no, I haven't. One or two times on your birthday.
Yes. God. Kind of, you know what? You don't appreciate the good things in life. You don't appreciate them. You know, I try to be nice.
When?
Did I call?
Okay, let's get started. You got in a fight.
First of all, I didn't see you on Comedy Central, so that's why I didn't think about it. I'm sorry.
But
of course you didn't, because that's not where your brain is. Your brain is completely wrapped up into like these small petty dramas.
Things.
I might be able to bring up so and so's name today and get one shot in.
No,
that's what you're wrapped up in.
I wasn't trying to get a shot in on anybody.
You and Bobby call each other and gossip. It's all you do, getting in there and
you think
hating on people for loyalty issues and. You know, it's then you got to drag me into it.
Oh, you mean you think we gossip more than you gossip with your friends? Come on. So don't say we gossip. We talk.
We talk.
That's your comeback. All right, do some plugs. We got to go. Where are you this week? Wednesday?
Comic Strip in Edmonton,
Great
Alberta,
club.
Canada. And then on December 22nd, I'm at the North Bar in Chicago, Illinois.
Whoa. Let me tell you, the Comic Strip is a great club. It's an A club in Edmonton. It's the best club. So if you're...
Get your tickets.
This Saturday, I'll be at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie. And then go to richvoss.com for all my dates. I got too many dates to plug. I don't know. I know I'm in Connecticut, Treehouse Comedy with Ron Bennington and Jim Florentine. Listen, I'm sorry that if Bonnie upset you throughout this. I was just, you know, trying to be friendly and fun. But see her on Comedy Central on the Comedy Cellar. I don't know the name of the show. What's the name of it?
This Week at the Comedy Cellar.
She's a regular on the show, and she's done tons of promos on Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, well, okay, anyhow, we got to go. I'm going to go make out with my wife now. I'm excited. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.